USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Clashes broke out early Friday between Israeli police and Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a major holy site in Jerusalem. Scores have been injured after Jerusalem police entered the mosque to confront civil unrest. Both Israel and Palestine claim ownership of the mosque. Mayor Eric Adams, a former New York City police captain, took office this year with a central focus on making the city feel safe again. But the first 3.5 months of his administration have been met with a string of violent incidents. After Tuesday's shooting on a subway train, the mayor assured New Yorkers more is being done to make it safer.
The subway is the lifeblood of our city, and we're saying to New Yorkers, we want you to be vigilant. We're going to have the patrol strength out there to make sure uniform presence is there. And, you know, New Yorkers are extremely vigilant.
The mayor on NBC News. We are USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
A political donor gets a long jail term for drugs and deaths.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has handed wealthy political donor Ed Buck a 30-year prison sentence for his part in 2 overdose deaths at his home. Buck, who preyed on young black men in Los Angeles, injected 2 of his victims with fatal amounts of methamphetamine, according to prosecutors. The 67-year-old was convicted in July of 9 felonies, including sexual assault and drug distribution charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The United States has no plans to send diplomats back to the Ukraine, according to State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Price was asked Thursday about a report France was moving diplomats back to Kyiv. U.S. diplomats have relocated to Lviv, a city in western Ukraine, because of the Russian invasion, have since moved to Poland. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The cost of living in a big city with dangerous streets has one Uber rider crying foul. New York City resident Julianne Elise Beffa says 5 years ago, hailing an Uber ride from Midtown to the Lower East Side would cost between $13 and $20 for a night out on the town. Today, that same route costs her between $35 and $50 each way. Ms. Beffa told the New York Post, when the subway isn't a safe option and Uber is, she has no choice but to pay the price or stay home. President Trump, even if invited back to Twitter with an Elon Musk ownership, will probably pass on the invite.
Probably wouldn't have any interest. You know, Twitter's become very boring. They've gotten rid of a lot of their good voices on Twitter, a lot of their conservative voices. And it used to be a war on Twitter, but it was a very interesting war. You know, it'd be a war mentally, we had some pretty good fights.
China's resurgence of COVID has nothing to do with America's stance.
The White House COVID czar says the United States is in a very, very different situation than China when it comes to an uptick in cases. Dr. Ajit Jha says the country has a high-quality set of vaccines and has done a better job of vaccinating older people than China.
Our situation is very, very different, and so I'm not worried about a China-like situation here.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.